Or maybe 7 years was enough in this project. It must have taken just an incredible amount of dedication to get into this project, knowing the scope of what you were going into. What led you into this degree of work?
We didn't know what we were getting into. That's the key to the whole thing.
Very true.
What we started out with was a small book, didn't show up, oh, not even an inch thick, I think, called Black Quakers Brief Biographies, that had been put together by a friend who published it himself. It had been around for a while, and it was interesting, but FGC wanted to make it more professional and to add some more information and, you know, really just kind of update it.
So the Brief Biographies of Black Quakers is actually out of print. So that was also one of the reasons French General Conference wanted to republish it and had gotten permission to do it. But when Donna and I didn't know each other before this project, and we met for the first time here, actually, 2001, during the gathering when it was here at Blacksburg. And we talked about the project and felt that it was much more interesting to write a book about the relationship between European Americans and African American Quakers than necessarily to republish a book of African American biographies. We met with a committee that was formed to assist us with the book, and they said we were welcome to change the project if that's what we wanted to do.